The Tale of the White Dove. When the mistress of the big house lay dying, so the house slave said, she raised herself on her elbow and vowed that she would come back to her home. She would come back as a white dove to her husband and to the garden where they had been happy together. No white dove came to the garden for months nor for years. But on the day that the master carried a bride inside the pillared portal, the slaves heard a low grieving. And in the garden, hardly distinguishable against the white blossoms on the snowball bush, they saw the white dove. Every afternoon, after that, at exactly the same time, the bird appeared, uttering heartbroken moans. The slaves were frightened. They said that their first mistress had kept her word. The whole community became excited. People began peering over the garden wall to see the dove. The bride became tearful, the master exasperated. Finally, one afternoon, gun in hand, the master strode from his house in a towering rage. As he approached the snowball bush, the dove rose in the air, fluttered toward him. He raised his rifle and fired. A woman's scream sounded over the garden, and the dove flew away, a sudden crimson staining the whiteness of its breast. That night, as he lay in his bed, the master died. No one has ever known the cause of his death. The master was buried near the snowball bush. And though the house has fallen into ruins and the garden is overgrown with weeds, the gravestone still stands. When I last visited in Alabama, neighbors told me that each spring, when the snowball bush blooms, they can hear a dove moaning in the night. Then they remember this story. One of them says that he rode by the old house one moonlight night and saw on the topmost branch of the bush a white dove. Its breast, he swears, was stained blood red.